الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحل العالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من استطاع منكم أن يكون له خبيء من عمل صالح فليفعل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers and elders, we live in a time where by and large, every human has intense levels of worry, concern, pressure, anxiety for the future. And that is why we find the market of insurance is only growing. What is it offering? Just to for the human to perceive that I am safe and secure in the future. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, سَهِرَتْ عُيُونٌ وَنَامَتْ أَعْيُنُ فِي أُمُورٍ تَكُونُ أَوْ لَا تَكُونُ. Insomnia is only a growing condition. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, some people are unable to fall asleep at night. وَنَامَتْ أَعْيُنُ and some fall off to sleep. But everyone falls off to sleep or stays awake with the same worry. What's the worry? What's the concern? Fi umurin takunu aw la takunu. What's going to happen tomorrow? What if this happened? What if this does not happen? And then he says, take it easy. إِنَّ رَبَّنْ كَفَاكَ بِالْأَمْسِ مَا كَانَ سَيَكْفِيكَ فِي غَدٍ مَا يَكُونُ. The Allah that took care of you yesterday is more than capable of taking care of you tomorrow. The Allah that took care of you yesterday is more than capable of taking care of us tomorrow. So this pressure often has a negative impact on a person's health. Why? Because there is a constant, ever lurking fear, stress, anxiety and pressure for the future. Medically, they speak of something called GAD, generalized anxiety disorder. You go to the physician, what's the problem? It's nothing but stress. What's the stress? The stress is of the future. And the irony or the tragedy of it is the procedures that we have adopted to fortify and insulate ourselves for the future is un-Islamic. So there is a dual problem. One is the constant fear of the future, which is a reality. And coupled with that, our levels of preparation are un-Islamic. The typical example of a school-going child, exam time is coming close, the dates have been released, he's worried, he's stressed, he's concerned, but he's not opening his book, he's not studying. So there's a dual dimension of the pressure. One is the exam itself, and one is as far as preparation, I have not prepared anything. So how many times we cannot fall asleep at night just because of this pressure and stress of the future? On a lighter note, they say if you cannot fall off quickly, you must sleep on the edge of the bed. You'll fall off quickly. Anyway, Islamically, how do we address this concern of the future? Wallah, insurance is not the answer. Funeral plan and this plan and that plan is not the answer. Allah gives us the answer in the 15th juz of the Quran. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Wealth and sons is but the beauty of this world. What's meant here? Your wealth can avail you, but it's restricted. Your servants can avail you, your sons can avail you, but that's also restricted and limited. Your contacts can avail you, but that's also restricted and limited. Allah said, where should you put your hopes? Where should you invest? وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Invest in everlasting good deeds. And then Allah says, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. This is the best. عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. This is a decree of Allah. The ulama say, عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ here means there is no second opinion. This is decreed by Allah. Some will tell you this investment plan is good. Some will tell you that insurance plan is good. Some will tell you this medical plan is good. Allah says, عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. This is the decree of Allah. There can be no second opinion. Your best investment, invest in good deeds. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. The reward you get from there would be far greater than the outcome of any other investment. وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. And Allah says it's the best place to attach your hopes. Put your trust in Allah, and our hopes are that I will comply to the order of Allah and Allah will take care of me. Any other type of insurance has limited benefits. We know the famous hadith of the three people that got stuck in the cave. I'm not going into the details of the incident. But look at the nature of the problem. There was a boulder stuck at the mouth of the cave and they were unable to exit. Now at that time, no plan or insulation is going to get you covered. I'll phone my contacts. There's no reception in the depth there. Nothing. They made dua, إِنَّهُ لَا يُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الصَّخْرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَدْعُوا اللَّهَ بِصَالِحِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Make dua to Allah through the medium of your good deeds. They presented their good deeds. فَانْفَرَجَتِ الصَّخْرَةِ. Divinely Allah caused it boulder to move without anyone physically touching it. So when we invest with Allah, number one, the returns are extremely wholesome. Number two, there is no fear of any loss. The nature of any other investment, the greater your hope of a more significant return, the greater the risk. If you want a risk-free investment, you have to settle for low returns. You want a better return, you got to take the risk. Here Allah is giving us the best returns with absolutely no risk. Oh my servant, invest with me. La harqa wa la gharqa wa la sarq. There's no fear, your money will not get diminished. Your investment will only mature. Nobody will steal it. It will not cease in any way. To such an extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person gives a piece of khajur as charity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in person, till on the day of Qiyamah when he comes, he will find that small piece of khajur would be the size of Mount Uhud in reward. What a return on the investment. So how do we address this stress and this pressure? Inni ra'aytuka jalisan mustaqbili. فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّكَ لِلْهُمُومِ قَرِينُ هَوِّنْ عَلَيْكَ وَكُنْ بِرَبِّكَ وَاثِقًا فَأَخُ التَّوَكُّلِ شَأْنُهُ التَّهْوِينُ الْأَذَى عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فِي رِزْقِهِ لَمَّا تَيَقَّنَ أَنَّهُ مَضْمُونُ. The poet says, I seen you sitting in front of me, the very gesture of your face in the severe levels of depression. هَوِّنْ عَلَيْكَ وَكُنْ بِرَبِّكَ وَاثِقًا. Take it to trust in Allah. Now when we say put our trust in Allah, we mean that a person, we must obey Allah and trust in Allah. That's the instruction. So we do what we are told to do, we comply to the order of Allah. In fact, in the commentary of this verse, وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ عِدُوهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابِ. In the third quarter of the 13th juz, Allah addresses the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, O Nabi of Allah, if we show you the destruction of your enemy or not, your duty remains the same, that you convey the message of Allah. Ulama say the lesson for us in this, obviously, Allah is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the lesson is for us. What's the lesson for us? The lesson is pretty loud and clear. We immediately or apparently see that decision of Allah or not, we must remain obligated to our duty to Allah. That's it. Allah's command to us is, I must not touch interest. That's Allah's command. Now whether I see it apparently multiplying my wealth or not, Allah's instruction is, that's war. That's fire. Danger, khafar, ingozi. That's what it is. So that's the order of Allah. I cannot. Now, what I am seeing, I have to defy what I am seeing. Allah says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِبًا لِيَرْبُوَ فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Any type of interest, haram, and you're seeing it multiplying. Allah says it's apparently multiplying. By Allah, there's absolutely no increase. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ. And any charity you give, and apparently it's decreasing, by Allah it's not decreasing, it's only increasing. So our iman must compel us to see that, and then we leave it in the hands of Allah, and Allah will take care of us. Our message, our duty, we remain obedient to Allah, Allah will take care of everything else. Just a few incidents very briefly, to highlight this point. Once we serve the deen of Allah, we obey Allah, Allah will take care of us. There was a great scholar by the name of Bunan bin Muhammad bin Sa'id al-Wasiti. Bunan bin Muhammad bin Hamdan bin Sa'id al-Wasiti. Al-Ma'ruf bin Hammal. He was known as Hammal. According to some narrations, he passed away in the year 310 Hijri. And according to some narrations, he passed away in the year 316 Hijri. Anyway, he lived in the time of this autocrat, oppressive, dogmatic ruler by the name of Ibn Tulun, Abu al-Abbas Ibn Tulun. And one day he decided to engage this ruler and advise him. This was a great scholar, Sahib al-Junayda wa ghayrahu. He had the company of Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. وَكَانَتْ لَهُ جَلَالَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ عِنْدَ الْعَامِّ وَالْخَاصِ. Everybody recognized him. وَمَنْ يُضْرَبُ بِعِبَادَتِهِ الْمَثَلِ. People would speak of his piety. Anytime someone would adopt a life of piety, they would say, oh, you want to be like Hamdan, Bunan, you want to be like Bunan. He was known as Hammal. So everybody acknowledged and appreciated his piety. So one day he decided to engage this king and advise him. So the king felt very offended. Who are you to advise me? فَأَمَرَ أَيُّلْقَى فِي السِّبَاعِ. And throw him into a den of lions. and his army men complied, and this pious scholar was hurled into a den of lions. فَجَعَلَتْ تَشُمُّهُ وَلَا تَضُرُّهُ. I'm talking of our women. We invest with Allah, Allah will protect us. The lions came close, sniffed him and left him. The narration is mentioned by Allama Dhahabi Rahmatullah Siyaru A'lamin Nubala. They came close, they sniffed him and they left him. When he was removed, unharmed, people asked him, what was going on in your mind when those lions were around you? He said, كُنْتُ أُفَكِّرُ فِي سُؤْرِ السِّبَاعِ وَلُعَابِهَا. I was just running my mind in the difference of opinion amongst the scholars with regards to the saliva of these animals. Is it park or not? What level of calmness his mind is on the masla at that time? Is it park or not? For us, this much is certain, our wuzu won't be there, we won't be park. Whether the saliva of that animal is park or not, inshallah, our wuzu will be gone by then. At a time when nothing else can avail you, that's the time when Allah will take care of us. Ummu Ayman radiyallahu anha is making hijrah. The narration of Ibn Sa'd, on the strength of Uthman bin Qasim, he says, Amsat bil Munsaraf, wa hiya duna ar-Rawha. So she stops by a place called Munsaraf, which is just before Rawha. And she's experiencing severe thirst. And at that time, in her journey, whilst experiencing severe thirst, I gave you the reference. فَدُلِّيَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ دَلْوٌ. All of a sudden, a bucket of water is suspended from the heavens with a white robe. She drinks from that water, and then she says, that was the last day I experienced thirst in my life. وَلَقَدْ تَعَرَّضْتُ لِلْعَطَشِ فِي الصَّوْمِ بِالْهَوَاجِرِ. She says, in fact, at times I would try to make myself thirsty by fasting on hot days, but to no avail. That's divine from Allah. And often when a person adopts a life of piety, Allah will give him something that money cannot buy. So all your investments are on track. You're getting good returns, but the heart is not at peace. When a person is pious, Allah will give divine contentment to the heart. And that's something that nothing else can give us. Tune maal aur daulat ke ambar lagaye magar sukoon na mil saka. Tune maal aur daulat ke ambar lagaye magar tujhe sukoon na ka. Tune raqs aur surur ki mehfile sajaye magar tujhe sukoon na ka. Tune juwe aur sitte ka bazaar garam kiya magar tujhe sukoon na mil saka. Tu chand aur sitaro tak ja pahuncha magar tujhe sukoon na mil saka. Ae bhutke musafir, main tumhara rab hoon, aa main tujhe batata hoon. Na to zar ki chana chan tujhe sukoon de sakti hai, na raqs o surur teri bimari ka ilaaj hai. The poet says, you tried everything to secure this comfort and contentment and serenity of the heart. Whether it was at the club, whether it was gambling, everything failed you miserably. Allah is saying, come to me. You know very well. Tujhe sukoon mila, to mere zikr ki chao mein mila. Tujhe sukoon mila, to meri yaad se mila. If anything that gave us contentment is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of spending that Friday night in the disobedience of Allah, spend that Friday night in the path of Allah, and there will be divine contentment Saturday morning. Instead of the feeling of taking another pill, there'll be the feeling of spending another night in the path of Allah. So when a person is obedient, Allah gives divine from his treasures. One incident and we wrap it up inshallah. A scholar by the name of Qadi Ali, Abu Ali At-Tanukhi makes mention of it in his kitab Al-Faraj Ba'd Al-Shidda, on the strength of Fudail bin Ayyad rahimahullah. One poor person leaves his house with some wool to sell it and purchase some basic needs for his family. خرج رجل ومعه غزل ليبيعه ويشتري بثمنه دقيقا لأهله. So he goes, he sells his wool for one dinar. And as he's returning, one dirham, as he's returning, فَمَرَّ بِرَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ. He passes by two people that are quarreling and arguing. What's the reason? Why are you fighting? We are arguing over one dirham. فَقَامَ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ وَطَرَحَ إِلَيْهِمَا ذَلِكَ الدِّرْهَمُ وَلَا يَمْلِكُ شَيْئًا غَيْرَهُ لِكَيْ يُصْلِحَ بَيْنَهُمَا. So this person stands up and he says, I've got this one dirham. I know we are hungry, we are suffering, but I'm putting my trust in Allah. I'm giving it to these people just to avoid an altercation. I'm saving two people from a fight and a quarrel. Allah make us from amongst those types of people. طُوبَى لِعَبْدٍ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْخَيْرِ وَمِغْلَاقًا لِلْشَرِ. Glad tidings to that person who is a key to good and a lock to evil. Allah make us like that. In English they say, some people are such, wherever they go, others get happy. Some people are such, wherever they go, others get happy. And others, Allah forbid, are such, whenever they go, others get happy. So he gives them these two, this one dirham, and he leaves. He comes home to his wife. He says, you know what, the dirham, I needed to use it for something. See if you have something else that we can sell. فَجَمَعَتْ لَهُ أَشْيَاءَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. She gathers some loose ends from the house, and she comes and presents it to him. So he goes trying to sell this with no luck. And then he comes to a person, مَرَّ بِرَجُلٍ وَمَعَهُ سَمَكَ قَدْ أَنْتَنَتْ وَتَغَيَّرَتْ رَائِحَتُهَا. He passes by this person who has his fish with him trying to sell it, but it's giving off a foul smell and he also cannot find a buyer. So the man that gave that one dirham, he addresses the owner of the fish and says, إِنَّ مَعِيَ شَيْءٌ قَدْ كَسَدْ وَمَعَكَ شَيْءٌ قَدْ كَسَدْ فَهَلْ لَكَ أَن تَبِيعَنِي هَذَا بِهَذَا. Listen, I'm struggling to sell my goods. You are unable to find a buyer for your fish. Let's do a fair swap. So the man agrees and they do a fair swap. He comes home with that fish. He tells his wife, قومي فأصلحي أمر هذه السمكة فإنا قد هلكنا من الجوع. Listen, do me a favor, clean it to the best of your ability and somewhat prepare it. We are on the verge of dying because of starvation. So the wife starts cleaning it, and to her utter amazement, خرجت من بطن السمكة لؤلؤة. She finds this valuable pearl in that fish. She doesn't know what is it. No idea, a poor household. So she calls her husband, see what I have found. شَيْءٌ أَصْغَرُ مِنْ بَيْضِ الدَّجَاجِ وَهُوَ يُقَارِبُ بَيْضَ الْحَمَامِ. Listen, this thing is smaller than a chicken egg. It looks more like a pigeon egg. What's this? So he says, هَذِهِ أَظُنُّهَا وَاللَّهِ لُؤْلُؤَ. Leave chicken and pigeon. This is a valuable pearl. أَتَعْرِفُ قِيمَتَهَا. Do you know what it's worth? No, وَلَكِنِّي أَعْرِفُ مَنْ يَعْرِفُ قِيمَتَهَا. I don't know, but I know of a good jeweler who will be able to examine it and tell me how much is it worth. So she says, Bismillah, go. A man that's with one dirham to buy food for his family. He goes to the jeweler. The jeweler tells him, لَكَ بِهَا عَلَيَّ أَرْبَعُونَ أَلْفَ وَإِنْ شِئْتَ الزِّيَادَ فَذْهَبْ إِلَى فُلَانَ. Listen, I'll give you immediately 40,000 dirhams. But if you want a better offer, go to that jeweler. He might give you a better offer. Allah, give us honesty that we desire good for others. He goes to the second jeweler. لَكَ بِهَا عَلَيَّ ثَمَانُونَ أَلْفَ وَإِنْ شِئْتَ الزِّيَادَ فَذْهَبْ إِلَى فُلَانَ. I'll offer you 80,000 cash. You want a better offer? Go to that person. He pays very well. He comes to the third man. لَكَ بِهَا عَلَيَّ مِئَ وَعِشْرُونَ أَلْفَ. I'll give you 120,000. وَلَا أَرَى أَحَدًا يَزِيدُكَ عَلَى هَذَا. I don't think anybody will offer you better than this. He settles for that price. He carries his pay home in 12 bags. Just imagine the mind of this man. From one dirham, he's got 12 bags. He comes home with it happily. إِذَا فَقِيرٌ وَاقِفٌ. As he comes to his house, he sees a beggar there begging by his house. He tells the man, come inside. فَحَكَ الرَّجُلُ قِصَّتَهُ. And then he tells that poor man, listen, I was also just as needy as you are. This is what happened to me and this is how Allah provided for me. And then he tells that poor man, take half of it, 6 bags for the pleasure of Allah. ثُمَّ مَضَى غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَرَجَعَ. That poor man takes the 6 bag and leaves. And not long and he returns. He says, ما أنا بفقير ولا مسكين إنما أرسلني إليك ربك لأختبرك. Listen, by the grace of Allah, I am not in need of any money. I'm not a poor man. I'm an angel that has been sent by Allah to test you. You've passed your test. This is the message from Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَعْطَاكَ بِالدِّرْهَمِ عِشْرِينَ قِيرَاطًا وَهَذَا الَّذِي عِنْدَكَ قِيرَاطٌ وَاحِدٌ وَذَخَرَ لَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ قِيرَاطٌ. Allah has given you 20 qirat in reward for you giving that one dirham. Look at this return. Allah has given you 20 qirat. These 12 bags that you see is one qirat. 19 qirat waiting for you in Jannah. My message, invest with Allah. Allah will take care of us. We remain obedient to Allah. Allah will take care of us. Allah is too kind to allow our good to go unrewarded. That's against the system of Allah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. May Allah give us the ability to adopt a life of piety, embrace a life of nobility and taqwa, abstain from sin, and inshallah Allah will take care of us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.